Holmes and Watson approached him.
"Excuse me, sir. Are you Mr. Breckinridge?"
The wiry little fellow pushed his derby hat back on his head and looked up at the two friends.
"I'm Mr. Breckinridge, yes."
"And you sell geese?"
"I'm the one that sells the geese, yes. Finest birds in all of London I got here."
"Well, sir, perhaps you could tell us. We have a friend who obtained a goose from you through the Alpha Inn."
"The Alpha Inn! Get out of here! I'm sick and tired of people asking me about them birds from the Alpha Inn. If it's not one fella, it's another fella. Now be gone, both of you. I'll have nothing to do with you."
"Excuse me, sir. I certainly didn't mean to trouble you. I guess I'll lose my bet."
Now, at the mention of a bet, Breckinridge suddenly grew interested.
"What bet?"
"Well, you see, I had bet a friend of mine a fiver that was a country-bred goose."
"You did you?"
"I did indeed. And now there's no way of proving it. Only you know where you obtained the bird. I'm sure it was a country-bred goose."
"Well, you're sure, but you're wrong."
"Oh? Why, I'll bet you a fiver also."
"Oh, I hate to take your money, but all right, I'll do it."
And reaching for the book in which he kept all his records, Breckinridge pointed to his notes.
"Now, gentlemen, just read for yourself. Here it is. Mrs. Oakshott, 117 Brixton Road, December 22nd, 24 geese. Sold subsequently to the Alpha Inn. There's your bird, and where's my fiver?"
"Ah, here you are, sir, and I shall have to pay another to my friend."
And then, walking away from Breckinridge's stall, Holmes and Watson began to laugh.
"Holmes, whatever was that all about?"
"My dear Watson, the fellow quite clearly wanted to tell me nothing, but I saw a racing newspaper protruding from his pocket. Therefore, I knew he was a bit of a gambler. I thought perhaps I could get him to give me the information if I placed it in the form of a bet, and I was correct.